This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today's episode is brought to you by Beam. Transform your sleep with Beam's Dream. It's the secret behind 15 million nights of improved sleep. You fall asleep faster, you stay asleep longer, and you wake up refreshed. And honestly, what's more important to your physical and mental health than sleep? Get up to 40% off at shopbeam.com/PDB and use code PDB. It's Wednesday, 24 April. Welcome to the PDB Afternoon Bulletin. I'm Mike Baker, your eyes and ears on the world stage. Let's get briefed. First up, FBI Director Christopher Wray is sounding the alarm over the unprecedented threat environment currently facing the U.S., which he says is the most dangerous he's seen in his entire career. Also, we'll take a deeper dive into the long-delayed foreign aid package that President Biden signed into law just today, particularly how the U.S. is strategically deploying funds in the Middle East and the Indo-Pacific region. But first, our afternoon spotlight. FBI Director Christopher Wray recently spoke about the multitude of threats facing the American homeland, warning that he's never seen a threat environment this dangerous over his lengthy career. Speaking with Lester Holt of NBC News, Wray said America is besieged on all sides by adversaries, whether it's the threat posed by belligerent nation-states like Russia, Iran, and China, the heightened risk from Islamic terror, or the scourge of anti-Semitism that is proliferating in American cities. Wray told Holt, quote, "As I look back over my career in law enforcement, I'm hard-pressed to come up with a time where I've seen so many different threats all elevated and all at the same time. Even before October 7th, he said, if you and I were having this conversation then, we would have said that the terrorism threat was already elevated. But post-October 7th, it's gone to a whole other level," end quote. We should note, Director Wray has been sounding the alarm on the significantly increased risk of attacks within America's borders for weeks now, making a concerted effort to drive home the seriousness of the situation to both lawmakers and the American public. Earlier this month, Wray testified to Congress about the risk of an organized terrorist attack inside the U.S., similar to the massacre carried out by ISIS-K at a Russian concert hall in March. His urgency in getting this message out suggests that the risk of an attack is high, particularly as tensions remain inflamed in parts of the Islamic community due to the ongoing war in Gaza. Wray also touched on the controversial push to ban the China-linked social media giant TikTok. President Biden signed a bill today that will either force TikTok's parent company to sell the app or to see it banned from American app stores. Now, as we discussed this morning, despite its ties to the CCP, Americans are wary of the effort to restrict the app, particularly young voters who see it as an overreach, or more likely, who simply don't care. I mean, frankly, have you seen the cute cat videos on TikTok? Director Wray, however, drilled into the specific threats posed by TikTok and why every American should think twice before engaging with the app. Wray told Holt, quote, "TikTok, for us, represents a national security concern. TikTok's parent company is beholden to the Chinese government. So that, for us, manifests itself in three specific ways. It has to do with the data, it has to do with the recommendation algorithm, and it has to do with the software," end quote. Wray noted that the data collected through the app can be leveraged by the CCP for all manner of influence operations, which the CCP regularly employs to sway the opinions of the American electorate. He also warned that the data is informing China's foray into AI technologies, which he noted are, quote, "not remotely constrained by the rule of law," end quote. Wray said he would tell Americans who feel attached to the social media app to consider the aims of the Chinese government. Ray said, quote, "My message is you need to take into account who the Chinese government is, who the Chinese Communist Party is. Even if for some reason you don't care about that," he said, "which I would argue you should, what about all of your friends, your family members, classmates, coworkers, neighbors? Maybe they would care about the ability of the Chinese government and the Chinese intelligence services to access all of that," end quote. Meh. Nice try, Director Ray. But honestly, most of them probably don't care either. Look, honestly, I've spoken with more people who rant that the U.S. government is watching their every move, and then they jump on TikTok to while away the hours checking out dance clips and pet videos. Getting the average TikTok user to understand or appreciate the counterintelligence implications of using a CCP-controlled app, an app that now is a primary source of news for young people in America, an app that the CCP does not allow its own youth to use in China, well, it's almost an impossible lift. And it doesn't help that the U.S. president, who signed the TikTok sell or ban legislation today, and his campaign team used TikTok relentlessly to try and influence voters on the upcoming November election. That's what we would call a mixed message. Finally, Ray addressed the virulent anti-Semitism spreading throughout America as the war in Gaza plays out. Asked to comment on the chaotic scenes coming out of America's elite universities this past week, and again, can I really call them elite anymore? Ray said that while the FBI steers clear of monitoring specific protests, they regularly share intelligence regarding specific threats. He noted that in recent months, the Bureau has seen a significant increase in anti-Semitic threats and anti-Semitic violence, and they only expect that situation to worsen. Ominously, Ray has said the FBI's ability to deal with the vast array of threats facing America is currently being hampered by budget constraints. Officials told Congress earlier this month that their 2024 budget was around $500 million short. Oh, is that all? $500 million? Short of the funds that they need to fulfill their duties. Coming up after the break, we'll take a deeper dive into the long-delayed foreign aid package that President Biden signed into law today, particularly what the U.S. is doing to help strengthen Israel, as well as our allies in the Indo-Pacific region. I'll be right back.
Hollywood is under siege, covertly compromised by a global adversary. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream to the world is now making nightmares a reality. The American way of life is being censored by the Chinese Communist Party. Some films have scenes completely altered. Other films have lost their funding or been canceled altogether. Some actors have been banned from China for supporting human rights. Hollywood Takeover is a documentary brought to you by the Epoch Times, revealing how the CCP has infiltrated major movie studios. Join Chris Fenton, a former Hollywood executive, and Tiffany Meyer, an investigative news reporter, through their journey in exposing how the film industry gradually lost its integrity on its path to profits. Don't miss the most important documentary ever made about Hollywood. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free on HollywoodTakeover.com/Baker. That's HollywoodTakeover.com/BAKER.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Afternoon Bulletin. I want to return to the topic of the foreign aid bill signed into law by President Biden today. As we've been reporting, the total package is worth roughly $95 billion. However, up until this point, we've largely focused on the $61 billion that's been earmarked for Ukraine. Today, I want to take a quick look at some of the other beneficiaries of the legislation, namely Israel and Taiwan. First, a little over $26 billion will be headed to Israel and Gaza. Of that total, roughly $15 billion will come in the form of military aid. The package focuses mostly on boosting Israel's defensive capabilities, providing more than $5 billion to replenish the Iron Dome, David Sling, and Iron Beam air defense systems. Those systems were utilized heavily during the recent large-scale Iranian missile and drone attack on Israel. An additional $2.4 billion has been earmarked to support U.S. military operations in the region. Now, another $9 billion will go to worldwide humanitarian aid, including funding for civilians in Gaza. However, the package prevents any funding from going to the United Nations Relief and Works Agency, or UNRWA. That's the main United Nations agency that provides aid to Palestinians in Gaza, which has been accused by Israel of harboring staff members with links to Hamas. In addition to Israel and Ukraine, about $8 billion from the foreign aid package will be going to help U.S. allies in the Indo-Pacific region and to counter China. Now, only a small portion of that is going directly to Taiwan. More than $3.3 billion would go towards submarine infrastructure and development, with an additional $2 billion to replenish U.S. weapons provided to Taiwan and other regional allies. Taiwan's president-elect Lai Ching-te said Tuesday that the funding would help, quote, ensure peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait and also boost confidence in the region, end quote. Not surprisingly, China isn't too happy with the U.S. assistance headed to the region, saying it's bringing Taiwan into a, quote, dangerous situation. A Chinese government spokesperson told reporters that the bills, quote, send the wrong signal to Taiwan independent separatist forces, and we are resolutely opposed to it, end quote. The spokesperson did add, we urge the United States to take concrete actions to fulfill its commitment not to support Taiwan independence and to stop arming Taiwan in any way, end quote. Well, you know, it might be more effective and influence more folks if the CCP spokesperson gave the same message on TikTok while holding a puppy and doing a cute dance. And that, my friends, is the PDB Afternoon Bulletin for Wednesday, 24 April. If you have any questions or comments, please reach out to me at pdb@thefirsttv.com. And if you want to listen to the show ad-free, plus enjoy exclusive content, be sure to check out our premium membership at pdbpremium.com. I'm Mike Baker. I'll be back tomorrow. Until then, stay informed, stay safe, stay cool.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.